Here on Newstalk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS, kind enough to be joined by Ohio District 2 Administrator, that's Dr. Chet Cooper. And Dr. Cooper, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your call.
So our friends in your backyard in the Mahoning Valley over at WKBN-TV did a great TV piece and article on you as a district administrator in Little League looking to get games played, even if it's a shortened season. But before we get to that and get into maybe the nuts and bolts of what the conversations are, can you walk people through a little bit about who Dr. Cooper is? And if I may, just give me 2 seconds. You're a college professor at Youngstown State University. You've been tied to Little League for the better part of almost 3 decades at every single level as the chief umpire in your district, your district administrator. Your heart, if I may, is absolutely in the right place and a heart for kids. With that, the floor is yours.
Oh, well, thank you. I have my feet in different areas. I'm a college professor. I'm also the faculty athletic rep for Youngstown State to the NCAA and the Horizon League. So I know a little bit about college athletics as well. As you said, I've been in Little League for over, gosh, it's probably 30 years overall. And the pinnacle of my participation in Little League has been being a World Series umpire, which was the greatest experience one can have in Little League. And I'm proud to continue to be part of the Little League family and serving in various ways, especially as district administrator.
Now, Dr. Cooper, not only are you a district administrator, you're one of, I believe, 12 folks that are chosen to be on an advisory committee that advises Little League on major issues, and I would argue that a pandemic, pretty major issue. What's that experience been like for you to be at that level in Little League, kind of in an advisory role?
Well, it's like everything else that's going on around us today. Everything's a little vague, a little hazy, and you're trying to sort out what's going on because the news of this pandemic changes almost every day. And there's nothing really solid you can deal with except for the fact that we know we need to keep our kids safe, to keep our volunteers safe, and to do the best we can to get through the current issues, and then try to figure out a way to play baseball and softball. They're both equally important to our youth, and I think it's important to the country, too, because, you know, Little League, it holds the core values of what America is all about.
Can I go back to your position as a professor, and if I'm not mistaken,
sure.
you work in a lab. Does that skill set play an additional role in this?
I am a microbiologist by profession, so I've been watching this outbreak since its early days in China. And knowing what's happened before, I kind of self-predicted within my own head that this could become a serious problem. And so I continue to watch what's going on, and I advise people all around me, you know, what precautions they need to keep taking, and don't think just because some of the numbers appear to be going down that it's over. And I hate to say this, but I believe the experts will agree with me. There will be a downturn once the weather starts warming up. And it's not because the weather is warming up. It's because people are starting to separate, not being in such close quarters. But by the time October and November roll around, you know, we all tend to gather back in. And so this is going to take the same course. This coronavirus is going to take the same course that influenza virus does. And, you know, just off the top of my head, I would say 3 years down the road, this pandemic will just become just seasonal, just along with the influenza virus.
So knowing what you know from the experience in the lab and the microbiology aspect of this, How have you tried to translate to lay people like me and then the lay people that are not in that profession in the Little League sphere to try to help them make the best decision possible for what's left of a potential season and or going forward into a World Series, which this entire region and the world looks forward to each and every August?
Well, I will say, Little League International hasn't reached out to me in that capacity. But locally, I keep telling people, we have to hold off. It's just wait and let's do our best to tamp down this pandemic. Little League International is consulting the real experts, those from the federal government, particularly the Centers for Disease Control. So I'm very confident that Little League has this all in hand, and eventually they're going to follow the advice of the experts and do what's in the best interest of our youth. And all I can say to people is you need to stay safe. Follow what we need to do, because when we're all safe, if we follow all the practices, the sooner we're going to get to softball and baseball, as well as all other things that we've come to expect in our normal lives.
So let me ask you this, because I have a conversation with the Secretary of Health in Pennsylvania at 2 o'clock this afternoon, so I have to ask you this from the microbiology standpoint, okay. And then, of course, we can move on and kind of go from there. I've asked this of the Secretary previously. If everyone, as you just mentioned, is following the guidelines, they're staying at home, when they go out in public to the store, they're wearing the mask, how are we still getting transmission and or community spread of COVID-19?
Well, as has been shown and as was probably suspected long ago, there's a lot of people who will carry this virus but show no symptoms or basically are relatively what we call physically immune to it, but they'll still carry the virus. And so by carrying the virus, they, even though they aren't being sick, they can transmit it to others. This virus, we're not sure exactly where it is in the environment, but, there's some evidence that it can infect animals but not cause any symptoms in certain animals. And so we're not quite sure where it exists in the environment. So we still need to keep the precautions going, and we just need to be careful as we move forward. We need to still just keep practicing essential hygiene rather than, complete quarantine. But we need to move forward carefully. And I would think your Secretary of Health in Pennsylvania would know more about those certain practices than I would. But even once this situation ends in Ohio, I will continue to practice those things that I know to be effective against microbial infections, whether they be the coronavirus or others.
So, Dr. Chet Cooper, my final question for sure. You is... You just mentioned the fact of all the precautions, being safe. Going forward, what is your message to folks, not just in Ohio, but here in the home of Little League, as we go forward, looking forward to a potential season and a potential World Series? What could you share with them as kind of a message of hope?
I think that if people continue to do what they're supposed to be doing, and, I realize... everybody loves their personal freedom. But at this point, this is a pandemic that we never expected. I know a lot of scientists predicted that this might happen. And the good example was the Ebola outbreak in Africa. That came out unexpectedly. And at that time, good practices were put in place where it's almost eliminated. I don't know if you were following the news. They were about to declare Ebola eradicated, and all of a sudden, two more cases came up. So we have to be vigilant. But once we're being vigilant, and we're pretty confident that all the precautions are in place, we can begin to think about softball and baseball and all these other activities we like to do out in the open. I'm pretty confident that eventually the level of infectivity of this virus will drop, and that we'll be able to get outside and have our youth spread their wings, throw that ball around, bat it around, and first of all have fun in a safe, healthy environment, and then perhaps we can get as far as having these tournaments and work our way up to Williamsport for the big World Series. And that's my hope at this point.
Dr. Chet Cooper, certainly appreciate the time. Ohio District 2 administrator. Now, in your day job as well, as you guys are doing the whole telecommuting thing, and as well, if you could just pass along a message from a guy who now lives in Williamsport but used to do the Salem Quakers on radio, if you could pass
Salem
along
Quakers,
to,
okay.
Yeah, if yeah. you could if you could pass along the new football coach, I knew him when.
Okay, I will do that. And
just send him all my best.
You take care, and thank you for having me on your show.
It's Dr. Chet Cooper, everybody, Ohio District 2 Administrator, and we're back after this on News Talk 104.1 at 1600 WEJS.